From the Instagram feed of Chelsea Barlow. Today will be all about cleaning. Sad face emoji. Chelsea would always remember the weather that morning, that terrible Saturday morning, as being gloriously lovely. The real start of that summer's heatwave, people would say afterwards. As she'd driven down the leafy lanes to Hollingby Quernhow, the sky had been completely cloudless. The trees, drowning in green, stood out in sharp, enamelled contrast. Not that any of this had been uppermost in Chelsea's mind as she'd approached the village in her mum's rattly old mortar. Her mind had been dominated by a different image entirely. Herself the night before at Yo-Yo's in a new pink top, clutching a wicked blue cocktail and looking not unlike Kim Kardashian. She didn't care what anyone said. That lip enhancement had been worth every last penny. Not that anyone had said anything. That was the problem. Only 5 likes on Instagram. Her mum, her sister and 3 mates. Nothing from Charles or Nat for all these selfies and exuberant declarations of friendship. And nothing from Josh. Okay, he and Nat were a thing, but she knew for a fact that it was more off than on. And he'd been talking to her for nearly half an hour whilst Nat was off dancing with that lad from Harrogate. Driving into the village, she became aware of the usual sinking, trapped feelings. She'd have nothing worth posting for the next 6 hours, unless bin bags and spray cleaner were suddenly on trend, which, unless one was Mrs. Hinch, they were not. Whereas most people would have admired the cottages of honeyed stone or whitewashed stucco, for Chelsea they represented only one thing, cleaning. There were 4 holiday lets in the village on her boss's books. 4 to clean, top to bottom, in the 7 hours between the 10 a.m. checkout and 4 p.m. when the new guests could take up residence. And it was a tough shout, no two ways about it. The fact they were all in the same village meant that it was just about doable, but it was always a close-run thing. On more than one occasion, Chelsea had found herself frantically finishing off the last house as the new holidaymakers waited outside in varying degrees of impatience at being deprived of the first few minutes of this day. What made the whole day so unpredictable was the state the previous tenants left the property in. The overwhelming majority were okay, waste bagged up, towels in the bath, bedding bundled on the beds as requested. But sometimes... Chelsea knew she wasn't the tidiest of people, ask her mum, but honest to God, the state some people would leave the place in. Bottles and glasses all over the shop, smeary finger marks on every surface, and the toilets... Even her brother used the loo brush, for God's sake. Then there were the more serious occurrences. That time when there'd been an inch of muddy silt at the bottom of the washing machine, or those acrylic paints all over the bedding, and that basque hanging like a bat from one of the light fittings. That she had posted on Instagram until her boss, Jax, had told her to take it off smartish. And it only took one such incident, one mess, stain or spillage in any of the 4 properties to throw the whole day out into a nightmare of hurry, rush and stress. That awful day, when no less than 3 of the houses were in such a state, her mum and her brother had to be dragged in to help.